The BBC and PBS are teaming up on a special series of live primetime nature programs showcasing Alaska's wildlife to tens of millions of people around the world. The first Alaska Wild Alaska Live show aired yesterday. About 30 cameras from the Tongass National Forest to Katmai National Park will pipe live shots to a temporary production village set up near Juneau's Mendenhall Glacier. KTOO's Miko Wilson went inside the chain link fence to find out what makes the TV magic possible.
We have a lot of equipment and we have cables running all over the place with these remote cameras, and we wondered whether we should be worried about bears digging up the cables or running through the cables.
That's BBC series producer Adam White.
And we hadn't thought for a moment that actually our nemesis may in fact be porcupine, and we really hadn't banked on the fact that a spiky rodent actually may bring this entire production off air if it chews through the wrong cable. But whether that happens or not, you'll have to watch the
show. You'll have to tune in.
White and PBS's Senior Director of Programming and Development, Bill Margle, are leading a TV production team of about 80 in Juneau, plus others across the state.
We've got a great crew that's a combined crew from the U.S. and from the U.K. That's convened here and brought in everything that we need to do and everything we need to make the show, and it's quite an undertaking. We've had to bring in our own power in generating, and that's come all the way from North Carolina.
That generator truck keeps everything humming. Their team has spent 2 weeks setting up tents, a heated yurt, two satellite trucks, and five trailers that house editing stations. They snaked miles, literally, of fiber optic cable through the forest, from tree to tree, through a culvert, under a road, and on elevated walkways. Specially armored tactical fiber, of course, to protect against critters' sharp teeth.
So we have a lot of kits. We have a lot of trucks, so this truck here is the control center.
In the middle of the production village, a pair of semi-trailers, usually used for large sporting events like the Super Bowl, serve as the technical nerve center. Inside, more than 400 monitors display video from around the state, all in service of producing 6 one-hour live shows. One of those locations is Katmai National Park, known for its photogenic brown bears snatching salmon from rivers. The park forbids traditional generators, so engineers modified equipment to run on hydrogen fuel cells. Underwater cameras will capture salmon, helicopter-mounted cameras will look for whales, and low-profile robotic cameras should provide more coverage on land without disturbing wildlife. Land, sea, air, even ice. Wireless cameras are deployed on, above, and possibly under the Mendenhall Glacier. The show is all about playing the odds on where the animals will be.
For me, what's exciting about live TV is that's the closest I think that you can get to going there, because you don't know what's going to happen. When you go for a walk, when you go for a hike, you don't know what you're going to see. That is what is so exciting.
If feeding all that back to the control truck goes well technically, it's still a challenge in the moment to decide what to put on air.
Obviously, we plan out the shows as much as possible and where we hope the action's going to be at any given point. You know, but when we're in there, sometimes our decisions made. Do we go with this? Do we go with that? Do we stick with this and see if something happens, or do we go away? It's all part of live TV.
John Neary, the director of the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center, has been involved in planning the project for more than a year.
The magic of Mendenhall, in many ways, is the fact that we are perched right on the edge of this magnificent lake, glacier, and ice field that represents a really wild place. And so many people get to experience it, put their toes right on the edge of that wilderness, that it has the magic BBC was looking for, as well as the great access right to a capital city with jet service and all the accommodations.
In Juneau, I'm Miko Wilson.
The second Wild Alaska Live airs at 4 p.m. Wednesday on Alaska Public Television, and a third program will air next Sunday. You can find live stream links at our website, alaskapublic.org.